This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's President's Day, 2022. Question of the day for you, our fine listeners, is which president had the greatest impact on the idea of America? Okay. That's a big question now. You know, I could say he was your favorite president, and you could come up with many answers. My question of the day is which president, in addition... Well, we have two questions of the day, actually. I have a prize for the person that guesses who said the following. Which president of the 46 who said, "We are bound together in Christianity, and while some of us may differ in political opinions, we are united in one feeling for the Union. We all believe in the maintenance of the Union, of every star and stripe of the glorious flag." Who said that? The person that said it is my pick for the president that had the greatest impact on the American experiment. But there's no wrong answers here, folks. That's the beauty of it. And we do have some prizes we'll be giving away at the end of the program today. For texters, it's 701-237-1590. That's where you answer that question, 701-237-1590. Texter says, Calvin Coolidge, one term, no foreign war, strong economy, limited government guy. Texter says, I would say objectively, Washington did the most for America to ensure it did not repeat the failures of tyrannies of Britain and other civilizations throughout the ages. Rock solid answer there. I mean, you can't possibly disagree with that answer. President Trump, he can work with people in today's problems and get things done, says another. Another texter says, Reagan and Trump, political outsiders, non-swamp rats. The concept of what this country was founded on, of citizen leaders returning back to private life after serving. The reason the majority of this country legally voted for those two presidents is because they were not lifer politician swampers. Fascinating answers today on President's Day. Keep them coming. 701-237-1590. Another texter says, one thing, Trump put a lot of lawyers on the payroll, mostly his. Interesting. Another texter says, a different question on our topic from the Northern Corn and Soy Expo today at the Fargo Dome. I don't understand all this carbon capture. Doesn't our vegetation need carbon and give us oxygen? Yeah, you don't capture all the carbon. You capture enough of the carbon to, get the wokesters to stop trying to destroy our economy with their blunt force instrument. But it's a good question. It's no such thing as a bad question here on What's on Your Mind. Next up, we get the great pleasure of talking to two elected leaders. These guys are citizen legislators, going back to what the Founding Fathers envisioned. Senator Terry Wanzig, District 29, Representative Mike Brandenburg, District 28. We'll talk a little bit about ethanol, rural infrastructure, ag research, things that are happening in value-added agriculture. Looking forward to this conversation. Terry, how are you?
Hi, Scott. Doing fine.
Thank you very much. Terry and his family farm near Jamestown. And in addition to that, he serves in the North Dakota State Senate. And Representative Mike Brandenburg with us today. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine, too, Scott. Good to show.
So let's start with each of you. Terry, you go first. Just tell me what I need to know and what you want North Dakotans to know about the impact that ethanol has on rural North Dakota. And what do you want folks to know?
Well, definitely ethanol has a huge impact on North Dakota agriculture. Corn production has become our farmers, one of their main crops. And if you look at the past 20 years, at one point in 2016, we grew 516 million bushels of corn. Now, the last few years with the drought and excessive wet moisture, our acres are down some. We're more in the 250 to 300 million bushels of corn. So it's a major crop, and the ethanol plant is a very, very significant market for the corn that we grow. To the point, you know, I don't have any economic science behind it, but I'm almost certain that you could say it's raised the value of corn to our producers in North Dakota by at least 50 to 75 cents a bushel. So you take those production numbers times that, and that's money directly going into the pockets of our North Dakota farmers. They, in turn, go to their small community and buy their vehicles, their goods and services, and it multiplies many times. The farmer's dollar is that's probably one of the highest multiplying factors economically in impacting our local communities, especially rural. So it's very, very significant industry and market for North Dakota corn growing farmers.
All right, Mike, same question to you.
Okay, I'm just going to take a little different spin on this, Scott. Looking at this is really a partnership between fossil fuels and ethanol and biodiesel. You know, in this state, we're a big oil producer, and we've got all this natural gas. And we need to get rid of the natural gas in the state. And the only way you can get rid of a lot of that natural gas is through these big users of natural gas. And natural gas is an off product of oil production. And from the oil production, we get $4 to $5 billion of biennium that goes in our budget. And without capturing the natural gas and putting it to use and putting it to helping the state of North Dakota, there's a partnership here that really works together both with the oil industry as well as with the ag industry, and it's been huge for North Dakota. You go back 2 years ago when we had the low-quality, poor-quality corn, we had no market for it. And without the ethanol plant, we would the only place we would have been was cattle market, and we couldn't have fed enough of that poor-quality corn. So thank goodness the ethanol plants were here to pick up that gap.
I really agree with both of what you had to say, especially on that partnership front. You look at the opportunity that's ahead of us for a alliance between agriculture and energy, knowing where the, you know, again, we can sit here and lament all the crazy woke stuff that's happening. I agree. I mean, I went to buy a plane ticket this weekend, and before I even saw the price, I saw the carbon footprint of the flight I selected. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. That's just where the world's going. What you two are talking about is a solution to it. It's about doing something about it. Let's talk about the future a little bit, Terry. Where do you see this going? You've obviously described a good thing to this point in North Dakota. We got decades of examples of that, but where's it going? What's the next level?
Well, I believe we continue to see, as you had Jeff Zuber on earlier, I mean, we continue to see the improvements in efficiencies and, you know, the growth in innovation and new concepts, and I think that it's here to stay. The fact that it's a renewable energy gives it a bright future, in my opinion. You know, I didn't catch the whole conversation, your last conversation, but I did hear something about animal agriculture. I think that's another opportunity with the distiller's grain and the feed values that we have in the state to grow our animal agriculture. And then when you look at what we did in the past special session, providing $150 million for the development of a natural gas pipeline, I think is an example of that alliance, that there would be a pipeline that would provide benefits on both ends for the oil industry and for the agriculture industry. As Mike had said, you know, with all the natural gas, we have to find a use for that, and that pipeline would provide us with the use by transporting it to the eastern part of the state where we could look into a lot of value-added type ventures by utilizing that natural gas and creating added value and economic benefit to all of our citizens here in North Dakota.
Mike, same question.
And I'll just add to that what Terry talked about. You know, we know that there's more ethanol plants and more soybean plants on the horizon, which are big users, as well as 10 years ago we were talking about a fertilizer plant, Spiritwood, and it was a good idea then. it's a good idea today. And now with the support there is for pipelines to get that, you got to get the corn country. You got to get over in the eastern part of the state to get to corn country, because that's where the fertilizer use is at. And so we're working in the legislature, Terry, myself, and many others, on bills and promoting future development of fertilizer plants, ethanol plants, soybean plants. And the only way you're going to get there is you got to have bigger pipelines to get them to get that natural gas to the eastern part of the state, because, you know, from one end of the state to from North Dakota to the other end, you got 400 miles. I mean, it's just the way it is. And the big usage for corn is, in corn country, is you got to get across the Coteau Ridge. And that's where we're working.
Well, I tell you, it's fascinating. And Terry, you mentioned the pipeline. I mean, the opportunity for manufacturing jobs, again, in smaller communities, but also the product of that, once the pipeline is available and the plants are built, to you know, affect the supply chain. Gosh almighty, is that fantastic. Really exciting stuff. Great to hear from you folks. Senator Terry Wancik, Representative Mike Breinberg. We'll talk another grower/legislator when we come back today on What's On Your Mind at the Fargo Dome.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Programming for a lot of North Dakota corn and soybean producers going on here today. There's discussions about policy advocacy work that's happening not only in Bismarck, but obviously in Washington, D.C. as well. Farm-to-market roads, bridges, extremely important for, you know, every corner of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a moment here today. But a lot happening at the Northern Corn and Soy Expo at the Fargo Dome today. And they'll be cranking here throughout the day. And probably the crowd's going to be down a little bit unless folks came in last night. But the amount of resources here are certainly worth maneuvering the crazy roads here. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Here's the specials today. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience if you're traveling 94, scalloped potatoes in Hammond Valley City. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, mac and beef or stuffed green peppers. Wow! Swedish meatballs are a thing today. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, or the 12th and I-29 location. Salisbury Steak in Glendon. Orange chicken in Ewell. You gotta love it. Some more contributions to our question of the day. Who is your favorite president? With this caveat, the one president that did more for the idea of America than any other. Texture says, thankful for the groundbreaking work of Presidents Washington, Lincoln, and Trump. These courageous men led with all their hearts, fully under God's authority. Texture says, Scott, you were quoting Lincoln earlier. I was. So there's a winner. Your choice of my pillow product or Grassroots, my book, The Common Sense Action Agenda for America, or, well, we're going to give everybody the I Choose Life koozies today. Another text says, President Trump has been a great president. He cares for the people and the country. He's a great person, should be honored. Another text says, number one by far, Ronnie. Referring to the 41st president of the United States, Ronald Reagan, of course, right? Texter says, Donald Trump, best president ever. I think this might be tongue-in-cheek. I could be wrong. Donald Trump, because he was the only president to be impeached twice. Oh, I see. I think that's a little tongue-in-cheek. I don't know. We got some of the Trump haters out there, and that's just fine. We want your answers, whatever your belief. Text us 701-237-1590 today on the program. Our next guest, another grower today with us on the program. We love talking to the growers and as well a state legislator, too. So we have a twofer again. Representative Paul Thomas from District 6 joins us. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott.
Where do you farm?
I farm around the Belva, North Dakota area. So
what's not to love about Belva, huh?
There is nothing not to love about it. You know, the home of Dot's Pretzels.
Oh, my gosh. Rather famous entity in the pretzel-making world these days.
It is, and you know, when they did the Hershey's combination sale about 3 weeks later, there was a garage of limos that came through the town, and that's when we knew that Hershey's was for real, coming in and making an investment in our community.
Not so. Every day you see the barrage of you know, limos involved,
no,
right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. And Dot could have many limos, and she's just Dot from Felva.
Wonderful couple. You know, their family farms in the Sawyer, Felva area. Been very involved with the community way before that. Just great people.
What does it take to make a pretzel?
It takes wheat. It takes flour.
How about that?
Yeah.
Right there.
North Dakota product.
North Dakota product. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I was talking about a lot of the events that are going on here today related to rural infrastructure. What do we need to support what's happening now in agriculture? More of what?
You know, as we look in past, a lot of the infrastructure that's in this state was put here a long time ago. And as we've seen the degradation of bridges, not only from use over a long period of time, but the advancement of technology, farm equipment size, and not just farm equipment, but our energy industry that has developed in the state, the infrastructure that we put in place in, you know, many, many years ago, is now in need of repair and replacement. And, you know, the legislature in the past, as we look back through the oil revenues that have been available to the state and in the conservative budgeting that we've done, there has been some investment in that. in recognition of that investment, they've also said, hey, we just can't go all the way out and put ourselves at risk. We need a savings fund there too. I feel we're there now. We're comfortably budgeted. We have savings accounts there. We now need to take a major look at our bridge infrastructure and our roads too. But I think you look at our road system. What's the major pinch point? What's the major stopping point? You have a 105,000 pound county paved highway, and you got a 36,000 pound bridge limit on that. That's obviously
what's
a big
wrong
problem.
With this picture.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're spending resources on a 105,000 pound road that legally you can only have an 18 ton load going across that bridge in the middle of that highway.
We got some catch up to do big time.
We do. We have situations out in the countryside where we have 4-ton bridges next to a farmyard where the school bus and the fire truck and the ambulance no longer can legally drive across that bridge. So it's not a wish. This is a need. And this is what we have, you know, principal government services for, is taking care of infrastructure. And so I think we recognize that. And I really hope in the next legislative session that we make significant inroads into addressing those needs.
Yeah, and now there's some federal dollars for this as well, right?
Right, and you know, through ARPA, the legislative session, this past session, took a look at a special $200 million appropriation. $175 million went to roads or bridges, $25 million specifically to counties with bridge needs. Now, a lot of counties did receive close to $1 million to address some of those bridge needs, but for instance, in my district, I have one county, Bottineau County, has 31 deficient bridges. So $1 million is hardly a drop in the bucket. So we need a lot larger infrastructure investments.
Yeah, I've heard statistics about the amount of bridges 100 years of age or older in North Dakota, and it is a high percentage, right?
It's crazy. The state legislature works with the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute and commissioning studies to look at our infrastructure needs. And their look is 10 years out. We need over $100 million per year just to bring our bridges back up to their original standards.
We're at the Corn Expo today, Soy and Corn Expo, and the contributions from agriculture. We'll talk about just, you know, corn, soybeans, and the value-added products you're doing. You're paying for these roads, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're contributing into the coffers, so you're not asking for a handout. You're asking to get some of those dollars back.
We certainly, as the agriculture industry, contributing not only through taxes, but also through our economic activity. And you know, one of the things that we're hearing positively is the addition of soybean plants, you know, in Jamestown, possibly Castleton, you know, and it takes infrastructure there too, but these jobs that we're creating, these value-added enterprises that result from this, and you know, with the soybean crush facilities specifically, you look at soybean meal, that could spur livestock development. You know, all of that can really drive our economy here and increase the revenue that needs to be reinvested into the infrastructure to make these type of enterprises work.
Only about a half minute left. Is it a tough sell for you and other rural legislators to get what you need for rural North Dakota against your more, I'll call them city folk?
So I'll preface that. This is only going to be my second session. So first session, you're there, Scott. You're learning. You're getting your feet wet. So this is my first big push in that. I would say from my workings there so far is the relationship is really quite strong between urban and rural needs and understanding. So I think building those relationships with urban legislators and letting them know the needs is critically important for rural North Dakota.
Fascinating conversation. Good to meet you, Paul.
You too, Scott.
Thanks for serving your neighbors in District 6 and stopping by to talk a little bit about the infrastructure needs. It's a good topic. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you. We'll continue with more from the Fargo Dome. We're going to talk with a professor from Iowa State University about a topic that is really part of this future, and that is carbon and carbon capture. Stay tuned.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm MDFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Putin have agreed in principle to a summit to discuss the situation in Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron brokered the deal Sunday. The White House says only as long as Russia does not invade its neighbor will it consider the meeting. Arrangements for the meeting will be worked out on Thursday. On November 4, 2014, California voters passed Proposition 47, a liberal push law that changed certain low-level crimes from potential felonies to misdemeanors. In reality, crime has spiked in California and around the country with similar soft-on-crime enforcement. One California Republican is attempting to stifle crime by repealing Prop 47 in the Golden State. California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley on Fox News points out the obvious.
In fact, what happened was the most predictable thing in the world. We removed the consequence for stealing, and what do you know, it caused a lot more stealing.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm a Patriot Mobile customer and I love it, mostly because when you write that check every month or you have the debit, who writes a check anymore? I'm dating myself. When you have the debit for the for the bill from the wireless and you see it, it's generally one of those ones that kind of go, oh, my gosh, especially when you have the family plan and everything. But if I know it's going to a company that is fighting the same battles I am for our culture, for our country, it's a lot easier for that money to go out the door. And nothing has changed. Nothing has changed as far as my coverage. I know it's not one lick of difference. It's been unbelievable. And I had, phones that hadn't switched over yet, so I was able to A-B it. It's absolutely the same. So patriotmobile.com/flag family. Check it out. Great discounts for multi-line users, also veterans, first responders. They take good care of you. Patriotmobile.com. Texture says, my pick today for best president, Scott, is Barack Obama. Now hear me out. Well, I'm always going to hear you out. If you're a listener, I'll hear you out. But for Obama and his horrible performance as president, Donald Trump would have never run for president, probably wouldn't have won, and never would have been able to show how truly great America can be. And we'd be suffering through Hillary's second term right now. There's some wisdom in that. There is. It's not the best president in the sense I think we're thinking, but it's certainly, I hear where you're going on that, and I've said the same thing about Obama many times. There was an awakening that happened that brought a lot of people. The Tea Party movement was born, modern day Tea Party movement was born out of the Obama presidency, right? And Obamacare, which was Hillary Care-like. I'll never forget it. It's also what pushed folks like Kent Conrad and Byron Dorgan out of elected office in North Dakota. It is. And Trump pushed Tidy Heitkamp out, along with a good candidate and Senator Kevin Cramer. Conrad, Dorgan, Pomeroy, Heitkamp, not people that were you know, diabolical or, you know, just had different views than the majority of North Dakotans and were able to present that and package that in such a way that they kept getting reelected. Well, Obama and Trump ended that. So there's merit in what you're saying, no doubt about it. We just have a report from the Highway Patrol that there are a number of vehicles involved in a pileup accident westbound lane of 94. That's at the Mapleton exit, about 333. Traffic is being diverted now to the Mapleton exit, but it is a mess. So you're asked by authorities to avoid that particular area. Again, I'll say it. Multi-vehicle accident, mile marker 333 on I-94, the westbound lane of I-94. Traffic being diverted to the Mapleton exit right now. Please avoid this area. And again, just make sure you're understanding what you're in for if you're out there driving in this right now. It's no picnic whatsoever. And that's probably my understatement of the day. There's a lot of snow and a lot of wind, and it is very, very challenging. So please be careful. One more contribution here. And by the way, your answers to the best president ever for the American experiment, for the American ideal. Texture says, no contest, Harry Truman. No one since has had the guts or brains to save lives by dropping a nuclear bomb. The lives it saved. You hear that often from the World War II generation, that's for sure. Not an easy decision either. So, great contributions on this President's Day. All right, our next guest from the Northern Corn and Soy Expo at the Fargo Dome, where there's a hearty bunch of folks here that say, hey, We're fine. This is winter in North Dakota. Now, I would caveat that by saying if you're here, great. If you're in the region, great. But obviously, if you're coming in, probably not a good idea, as we've noticed from I-94 westbound right now, in a multi-car pileup. Had one at Valley City over the weekend, too, that just was terrible. Thankfully, no serious injuries in that. But be careful. Just can't say it enough. Put the lights on. Just be darn careful. Let me introduce our next guest, Dr. Alejandro Plastina. He is the associate professor with Iowa State University that is one of the keynote speakers at this year's event. Dr. Plastina, nice to see you.
Thank you very much, Scott, for having me.
Yes, and you are here today to talk a little bit about a very important topic for the future of North Dakota, carbon, and how farmers play a role in carbon sequestration. Somebody called earlier with a science question to say, why are we putting all this carbon in the ground? Don't we need it? Don't our plants need it? So what's your answer to people that say, look, this is good, CO2 is good, but why are we saying it's bad?
Well, carbon is not bad. Carbon is part of everything around us, or mostly everything. What we need is to take carbon out of the atmosphere, put it in the soil, put it in biomass, so that the overall level of carbon in the atmosphere can go down, can decrease. And in doing that, we could mitigate climate change going forward. Now, is agriculture the reason behind the increase in greenhouse gases? To a certain extent, but it's a very minor contributor. There are bigger industries out there that are putting more carbon per year in the atmosphere. Now, agriculture here can be the solution to that. And that's why these carbon programs are offering farmers a big menu of possibilities to work with them and capture some of that carbon and get paid to do so.
So, carbon... The pain point here is too much of the greenhouse gases. It's not that there isn't good uses for it. So the goal here is reduction in greenhouse gases.
That's right. Yes, both leaders from developing nations, corporations all around the globe agreed in Glasgow, COP26 recently, that they will look for ways to standardize methodologies, to standardize the dialogue on how to reduce the amount of carbon in the atmosphere, and not just carbon, greenhouse gases in general, as you've said. Now, we talk about carbon because every other gas, greenhouse gas, can be translated into carbon units according to their global warming potential. So it's easier to talk about carbon, but we are talking about here sulfur, oxide, nitrous oxide, methane, other gases.
Personally, I park the whole climate change argument because it's a whole nother show, as we say in this business.
I totally understand that, and you don't need to get behind the climate change talk to benefit from these markets. In the end, what's interesting to us as an agricultural sector is that now we have a price for carbon, and hopefully there will be a market. Currently, there are a patchwork of initiatives that are trying to capture some price for carbon sequestration, removal, and avoidance, carbon emissions avoidance. But right now, we do have a market, and that's the kind of message I'm trying to bring today, that we are paying attention to carbon because there's a price attached to carbon, and we can benefit from that.
A prize that agriculture wins big in, and also an alliance between two very important industries in North Dakota, agriculture and energy, right?
That's right, yes.
Now they come together because we know there's a big giant target on the back of energy to try and, hope that unicorns and pixie dust fly planes in the future or send cars. But there's a solution here. I love the fact that you have a solution. So let's talk about the solution specific to sequestration. Explain the benefit of North Dakota. You're here from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are coming to North Dakota to say, hey, wait a minute, your geology is such, the stuff that we see is bad, you can give us a solution for it. Talk about that alliance.
That's right, yes. First of all, as you mentioned, there's a big potential for synergy between agriculture and the energy sector. So agriculture can reduce carbon in the atmosphere by doing cover crops, doing no-till, reducing stocking rates in pastures and so on. There's a big list of changes in practices that can be put in place to remove carbon. And in doing so, farmers should get paid to do that. Now, they can partner with industry, for example, through ethanol production, to lower the overall carbon footprint of a gallon of ethanol, and in doing so, ethanol plants can get a higher price for the low carbon fuel standards in California, Oregon, and potentially Washington in the near future. So there's a potential there to work together to find the best ways to benefit each farmer in each county in North Dakota. And as you mentioned, North Dakota has a very peculiar characteristic in that the geology of North Dakota would allow to inject underground liquid carbon sequestered from ethanol plants, not just in North Dakota, but all the way to Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, South Dakota. So in that sense, there are, as far as I know, at least three pipelines being considered right now by Navigator, Summit, and ADM to actually sequester carbon and inject it underground. And one of the potential places to do that, to inject the carbon and let it transform into rock, is here in North Dakota. So that would be, I think, a good source of revenue for North Dakota.
And ethanol, obviously, is on the cutting edge of this. We have wells that have already been drilled in North Dakota and others in the works. Can ethanol do it alone? Solve this problem alone?
In the sense of reducing carbon and greenhouse gases, they are doing their part. I think there's an interest in working with farmers to expand the carbon sequestration, but both the ethanol industry and the renewable diesel industry, even if they worked to their maximum capacity, they wouldn't be able to to completely achieve the goal of carbon removal for the U.S. So they are very big players, but if the U.S. will achieve their goal as proposed in COP26, there has to be many other changes by other industries, the power industry, electricity mainly.
Is North Dakota a big deal in this conversation right now?
Oh, certainly, globally? Yes. Definitely. It's driving the conversation about pipelines. So with that, and that alone is a big deal. On top of that, we've got lots of soybean producers here, high-quality soybeans that could transform, that could help the renewable diesel industry grow and pump their diesel into these low-fuel carbon standards.
Low-carbon fuel standards. Fascinating conversation. Looking forward to hearing you later for the group here as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott.
It's good to be us right now. North Dakota, right? Good to be us.
Good to be you.
Don't want to be arrogant or prideful, but I just am excited that we're here in the middle of the epicenter of all this and the future. Dr. Alejandro Plastina from Iowa State University, our guest on What's On Your Mind. We're at the Fargo Dome today.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
PetroServe USA, famous for low-priced fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size fountain pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Gloves for $9.99, in case you forgot yours, or the Falsa blankets, $9.99. And lip balms, assorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today on What's on Your Mind at the Fargo Dome, and there's folks out here having a grand old time. There really is. So this weather is not ideal. The road conditions are deteriorating, and that's something that probably is not a surprise to anybody. We saw this coming. We had the road reports. I'm looking at the latest North Dakota road report. It is expanded a little bit in the no travel advised category. I would suffice it to say, basically, between Fargo and Valley City, just a little bit north of that, and then it comes all the way down and extends a little almost to south of Bismarck, a slice along the southern North Dakota-South Dakota border. But most of the really bad stuff is confined to Fargo, West Fargo, and Valley City, Wahpeton, into obviously western Minnesota and as well northeastern South Dakota. So be careful if you're out there. But as we mentioned earlier, multi-car pileup exit 333 by Mapleton. They're diverting traffic to the Mapleton exit. We're praying for no injuries there, but it's treacherous, so just be very, very careful. Brought to you today by our friends at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Table, two of the people that help you just forget all that. Forget winter 2022 and get in a Hot Springs Spa and work on your wellness. You know, not everybody agrees on everything about the pandemic, but I think everybody agrees about this. Getting your immune system in better shape to fight whatever comes your way is a great idea. And that's what they do. The Wellness Factory of Hot Spring Spas, pool tables too, sauna, hot tubs, and many other examples of things, splash pools for the summertime. Stop and see them. Tell them Scott sent you. They're in Bismarck on the expressway in front of Grand Cities Mall in Grand Forks, or just into West Fargo to the west on 13th Avenue South in West Fargo. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. All right, one more guest for you from this President's Day special edition of the Northern Corn and Soy Expo. It's Ron Lambert. Ron is the Senior Vice President of the American Coalition for Ethanol, also known as ACE. And we've talked to him many times on the phone, but we get to see him in person today. Yep. How are you, Ron?
Good. I think this is maybe the first time I've been in with you in person.
I didn't know you look like Santa Claus. You have this.
You got it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that in the summer. It's always look, Santa's on vacation. Got the white beard going. The hair's not quite white yet, but it's it'll get there. I put a hat on. The kids are really nice to me.
Yeah,
usually
I love
in November
it.
And December in the stores, they're very nice to me.
Lovable Santa Claus like figure
yeah,
you are,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And well beloved. In the oil, or rather in the ethanol industry as well. Speaking of oil, let's just talk a little bit about liquid fuels in general.
Sure.
What's the state of liquid fuels right now and ethanol's role in it?
Well, I mean, liquid fuels are going to be here for a long time. I mean, despite what you saw in the Super Bowl, there's not a lot of people that have electric cars yet, and that's going to take some time. And the typical life of a car nowadays is something like 17 years. So we're going to have liquid fuels in them all the time. Ethanol, there's still a renewable fuel standard. There's been some lawsuits and some EPA rulings and some other things that keep trying to chip away at it, but it's still the least expensive source of octane. I mean, on a day like today, you've got to remind people, it's gasoline antifreeze, too. I mean, when I'm an old enough guy to remember when there was such a thing as fuel line freeze, and that just never happens anymore, and that's largely because there's ethanol in all of the fuel. But we're seeing more E85 out there. One of the things that we're working on, I got a hybrid car, which sounds a little blasphemous for an ethanol guy, but I converted it to E85 because once you figure out the carbon footprint of that vehicle, first of all, it runs on electricity half the time, but then the electricity is made by running ethanol, so it has a really low number. And right now, for example, in most of the country, well, I think in all the country, that car has a lower carbon intensity than a Tesla does. So E85 is still a very environmentally friendly fuel too, and we're trying to remind people in Congress that are trying to make the green initiatives that hey, this is as good a choice as electric, if not better. And we're having, you know, some limited success with that. I think there's people who think that if they give any more, any more runway to ethanol, that the electricity won't happen. And the electricity is going to happen if it's better. But right now, it's not better. Ethanol's the best.
And what about in this climate? I don't know anybody cruising along today in an EV that isn't a little concerned, right?
Right. I mean, they're, you know, in by their own numbers, I think the best ones say that they have about 70% of the range. And range anxiety is one of the main things people say if they aren't doing electric cars. That's one of the main reasons. But 70% is what they claim. Most people who have them say it's more like 50 or 60. But, you know, that's why I think a hybrid makes more sense. If you're going to go partially electric, go with something that has a backup source and, you know, or a primary source. So, yeah, I mean, and then the numbers aren't what you're led to believe. I mean, last year was the best year by far for plug-in electrics, and they sold 435,000 of them out of a total of 15.5 million cars sold in the U.S. So they aren't taking off. I mean, they're big dollar vehicles right now, and, you know, I suppose that has to happen before they, you know, get the price point down, but it's just there's just not that many of them out there.
Has anybody told them that they're also powered by coal right now?
Well, that's why when I say environmental numbers, you know, a hybrid or a just straight E85 vehicle, flex fuel vehicle, is much cleaner right now this time of year than electric vehicle. But it's interesting because when you talk to people, anything that is electric, it's like there's so much optimism that all of the changes that need to be made will be made. They say, well, this coal, yes, but that'll change to this. But you've got a deal like we're talking about here today where we say there's farmers that are starting to use more, more climate-friendly practices, and they're like, yeah, I don't know if that'll stay. It's like complete optimism if you're talking about industry and complete pessimism if you're talking about farmers. It's maddening.
Great, great point. ACE is the American Coalition for Ethanol. Ron Lamberty is with us, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa. This is a big, big ethanol country, so great to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for the dose of reality, too.
You betcha, no problem.
Yeah, we could use that a little bit these days, couldn't we?
Sure.
All right, keep those President's Day votes coming, and we have one winner. We'll have another one announced tomorrow on the program. Live from the Fargo Dome in the Northern Corn and Soy Expo, I'm Scott Hennon on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media, and 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online at Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even download the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I can see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge, folks. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcido, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith, Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, and great weekend shows with Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You'll never go back. Newsmax. Real news for real people.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.